Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean, coming at you live from the state of Minnesota. Minnesota, folks. If you want to call in at any time, you can do that. That's 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why that is, friends, I have no idea. It's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Now, outside of the fact that my computer system's freezing up on me right now, literally right when we started the intro, once again, I'm just going to shoot from the hip concerning what we're going to be talking about here. And I want to hit a couple issues before we actually get to the main show here, okay? And I'm talking about the main topic. It's one of those I kind of tried to tell you, right? Because I'm seeing this all across the boards right now. People are just giving up hope. I'm seeing the conservatives of the day, yesterday's liberals, Matthew 5:13. They're throwing in the towel. They're saying that they're coming for us. Russell Brand just reported they're coming for us. Dan Bongino is saying they're coming for us. And it's like, folks, I've been telling you they're coming for you for 17, 18 years now. But here again, here we are. And what I'm thinking about right now is, even when I think of Scripture, I think of Amos 6:3. And while I read that, I just want to say it again, because the Lord gave us this heads up a long time ago as to what was coming. Amos 6:3 tells us, "You put off the day of disaster and bring near a reign of terror." Yep, we even had John Whitehead today. He's a contributor over at sonsoflibertymedia.com. He's the lead attorney for Rutherford Institute, talking about how the FBI is zeroing in on its own constituents. They're acting more like the Gestapo in a totalitarian government. We've been talking about that for 17, 18 years now, too. And how many other issues have we covered up to this point where we just got to sit back and say, well, we tried to tell you that this was coming a long time ago? What is your point of reference, Bradley, when making these forecasts? The Word of God. The Word of God is what we always make reference to. The Word of God is what we always go back to, because it's His story, His dash story, repeating itself to a nation that refuses to keep His commandments. That's why we're in trouble. Americans, you're doing this to yourself. You're bringing this upon yourself. You have been desensitized to believe the best that you can do is to do nothing but call names to those that are destroying your country. You're bringing this upon yourself. Amos 6:3 says, in another version of the King James Bible, "You that put far away the evil day," it will never happen here. It tells us the second part of that scripture, "and cause the seed of violence to come near." Friends, let me just say it this way, and I'll say it one more time. It's coming to your front door. And it's coming to your front door because, again, you Americans refuse to take heed to the Word of God. You refuse to act upon the commandments that God has given in dealing with the wicked. And if you look at Psalm 94:16, you'll understand perfectly as to what it is that I'm trying to say to you, because the Lord is looking for those that will stand up and fight against the workers of iniquity. I'm talking about lawful. Friends, we've also been sharing with you for some time now that they're trying to create domestic terrorists. Namely, since September 11, 2001, we knew that the DHS, when it came out, they were already accusing the American people of being the terrorists. So what is it that we needed to do? Did we need to reiterate the point that there were 72 definitions coming from the DHS that they're trying to create domestic terrorists? Well, no, friends, we know all the well that's what they've been doing for a long time. So why is it that we're acting as if it's something new on the horizon? Again, friends, because you can't make this stuff up in any sense of the word. Let me stop right there, and I'll pick up in just a couple minutes, line upon line, precept upon precept, as to the information we want to give you. One of the things that we have reiterated, and I'm talking about Sons of Liberty Afternoon Show, over and over, is the fact that the enemy wants you to believe that there's a lot more of them than there really is. How many times do you suppose I have reiterated that point? And I've stayed the topic. I didn't jump around just to merely entertain people. I stayed the topic. And the reason I stayed the topic is because I want the American people to know within themselves that, listen, folks, until we deal with the first issue, we can't go to the next. And why is it that you're listening to people talking about a plethora of topics when we haven't dealt with the first issue that we have had to deal with? It sickens me to the core, to say the least. Now, again, I want to say this, friends. I've said this before. I've said it 1,000 times. And listen to me carefully. The enemy wants you to believe that there's a lot more of them than there really is, period. The enemy wants you to believe that there's a lot more of them than there really is. And so what they have done is they have decided to use their mayors and their governors to allure illegals into America. Is it true or is it not true? Are the walls up that were promised to you how many years ago? Absolutely not. No, I don't care what politician promised you. They have failed to keep their promises, just like politicians do. They promise you the world, and once they get into the Oval Office, they turn on you. Every one of them has done it, and they're going to continuously do this until you take your government back and say enough of this establishment garbage, because people say they're sick and tired of it, okay? Okay, so they're alluring in illegals because they don't have the support that they want you to believe that they have. Well, lo and behold, before I even could take another breath, someone posted something on a meme, and it's a meme, I'm sorry. I guess that's what the younger generation calls them. And it was a post by President Johnson. He was a wicked, wicked man. John 8:44. Wicked to the core he was. He's the guy that said it's really simple. If Americans won't vote Democrat, we all know that doesn't exist constitutionally, Article 4, Section 4. He said, it's really simple. If Americans won't vote Democrat, then I will import people who will. He said, and then I will import people who will. This is what he said. Is that what's happening today? Oh, it's been going on for a long time. I want to reiterate this again. They're stealing away your tax dollars, you that work, and they're reallocating them to support illegals coming into America. That's what's happening. Okay? It's being reported by the Freedom Clash. I'll get back to this in just a moment concerning what, in fact, is happening concerning Freedom Clash and the information that they want to convey over to us. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. We'll be right back after this break.
This is Jeff Osborne. Welcome to my new series, God's Touch, airing on theforgenews.com. These short pre-recorded segments address real physical issues for which so many people suffer. Choose those that address your needs and receive prayer just for you. God bless you.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon Radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at Herbonomic.com.
It's a jungle out there, disorder and confusion everywhere. No one seems to care. Well, I do. Hey, who's in charge here? Yeah, it's a jungle out there, and you need Wisconsin Christian News, a Christian newspaper that is not just filled with poetry and recipes. We print the truth, and we're not afraid to do it. If you're sick of the nonsense, subscribe today. You need this. I could be wrong now, but I don't think so. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
My name is Stephen Huer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
One 866 582 9933. Just highlighting the fact that President Johnson said back in the 60s, he was a devil. He's in hell where he belongs today, friends. He said, it's real simple. If Americans won't vote Democrat, unconstitutional, then I will import people who will. And what I'm trying to highlight to the American people is the fact that they're alluring them into America, friends, for the very purpose of overthrowing you. This is a judgment. Deuteronomy 28, verse 43. You know what? Again, I've sent out the fleece for 17 years now on live radio. If what I'm telling you, or if we have missed it somewhere along the line over the last 17 or 18 years, please highlight it. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. And call us out for it. We have been holding to the Word of God and the U.S. Constitution every given step of the way. Hey, folks, let me say it this way. Because the American people refuse to hear this message. I've said it 1,000 times. If you reject it, you do to your own condemnation. If you accept it, you do for the reformation of your country. But you must act. James 2, 14 through 26. If you refuse to act, this is what you're going to get. We have reiterated these issues over and over and over again. Some people will say, Bradley, it's just regurgitation. No, it's not. It's not regurgitation because you have left off your duty in dealing with the first issue. That's why you have 10,000 issues. The Bible tells us that we're supposed to lay the axe to the root of the tree, not just to overlook it and entertain ourselves and entertain the people by giving them a new story to talk about. That's ridiculous. My goodness, folks, look what's going on. I've been telling you for years, friends, that they are alluring illegals into this country. Again, read Deuteronomy 28, verse 43. They're alluring them in to overthrow your country. But another reason, the main reason that I've always shared this with you is the very reason that they do not have the support that they want you to believe that they have. Is what Johnson just, what he stated, through this meme is it exactly what we have been telling you. They do not have the support that they want you to believe. Therefore, they have to allure the illegals into America to get the support. The problem they're having with that, friends, is once they get the illegals to come into America, they're privileged to be here. And what do? They turn on those that allured them in. And I want to just show you, in fact, what is happening according to FreedomClash.com. Hundreds of migrants, at least some, bust to the Big Apple by, listen carefully, the good guy in Texas, bust to the Big Apple by Texas Governor Greg Abbott, instead of enforcing the immigration laws that are already in place, in sending them back, deporting them back to Mexico or wherever they came from, where did Texas Governor Greg Abbott send them? He sent them to New York. And people are entertained by this. Ron DeSantis is doing the same thing. What is entertaining about that? These people are here to destroy, and it's exactly what they're doing. They're destroying your country. Listen to what it was reported as to what was reported by FreedomClash.com. Hundreds of migrants, at least some bused to the Big Apple by Texas Governor Greg Abbott, lined up outside Lincoln Hospital in the Bronx on Sunday to what? Get free health care coverage, free food and other items, including school supplies and free telephones. The event organized by the city hospital system was billed as a resource and family fun day for the migrants and their children illegally here, Americans, many whom have come to New York City in droves in recent weeks. Again, does it not seem to be such a threat that must be addressed by the American people? Absolutely. But what do we do? We sit around because inquiring minds need to know. And what do the American people do? They want to hear another topic. They want to talk about something else. They're sick and tired of hearing about the illegal immigration problem, as if to suggest it has nothing to do with them. No, give me another topic. Entertain me out of my freedoms, Bradley. Tain derived from entertain means to stop from entering in. Bradley, talk about this. Make us laugh. Give us sports. Isn't this what the mainstream media is doing in keeping you distracted from the issues you Americans should take responsibility for and deal with? I mean, this is insane what we're seeing in this country today, friends. Insane, to say the least. And here we are. We're being infiltrated by illegals right now, and we have people listening to Joe Rogan, Dan Bongino, Ben Shapiro, their favorite talking head, to your own demise. To your own demise. Because, again, you just want to hear of another topic to be entertained out of your freedoms that you fight to fail. To fight for. It's shameful conduct, to say the least. My best here, David. We just froze up, and I don't know what's going on with the system right now, and it's completely froze up at every given turn. So we got David calling in from New York. GCN, if you can help me with that and go ahead and open that call, I'd greatly appreciate it.
Might be good. Is it good?
Yeah, thank you. Do I have David from New York?
Yes.
Go ahead with your comments, sir. I'm sorry, our system is freezing up on us. I see your call, but go ahead with your question or comment, please.
Yeah, Bradley, you have an area of expertise. You're the only guy who went around and went to all these assemblies. I mean, that says something. You know, you were trying hard, and lots of other people never put that effort forth. So that says something about you. You have a biblical knowledge, and you have, I would say, some sort of a prophetic view or something that, you know, you have a message for us. And first I'd like to understand, you mentioned we need to do something. I haven't listened to you every day, but what do we need to do to prevent the destruction of the country or our lives to survive?
Well, I guess when we look at, and thank you for asking that, because this is a perfect tee-up for me, quite frankly. When you read the Declaration of Independence, I did an article last week on should we fight as Christians? Well, what did our forefathers do in leading the way? And it's exactly what they did, because when we look at the Declaration of Independence, three-quarters of that documentation, Dave, is our forefathers throwing off a tyrant that would not be ruled by God. For some reason or another, the American people are led to believe that those that call themselves representatives have a right to act as if they're above the law by breaking the law, when in fact their oath was, with their hand on the Bible, swearing to God and man that they would uphold the laws. Well, they're not doing that. So my resolution is exactly what our forefathers gave us as an example, Hebrews 13:7. And what is that? To throw off tyrants. Resistance to tyranny is obedience to God. And it's the churches. Well, let me finish. And 86% of those that call themselves Christians in this country, it's interesting that Scripture is very clear, because from Genesis all the way to the book of Revelation, you can find nowhere where Christians are supposed to submit to tyranny in any sense of the word. Nobody can prove otherwise. Scripture teaches just the exact opposite. So when I go to, and I'll make two more points and I'll give it back over to you. When I go to Article 2, Section 4 of the U.S. Constitution, it tells us that for the smallest of violations, Dave, that those that represent we the people, if they lie, misdemeanors, if they even lie, that they are supposed to be impeached. Then after impeachment takes its course, we are to prosecute them, Article 1, Section 3, Clause 7. In the American people, what do we hear from the best of them? Oh, well, you know that will never happen. And what I've come up to the conclusion, or at least come up with in conclusion as to what I've seen across the country thousands of times, everybody loves their country so much, Dave, until it's actually time for them to fight for it. So there's my resolve, and it is constitutionally, and I'm not talking about a revolution, I'm talking about reformation, and the problem is we're caught up into a revolution, now where our said representatives are accusing the American people for exercising their First Amendment right, and I'm talking about what took place in January 6th as one example. So I'll let you respond, my friend.
Yeah, I think there's a few problems here. There's a story of Jacob and Esau. And Esau consented for a benefit to give his birthright. You recently had Roger Sales on, I believe, on Tim's show. I didn't hear it. I heard it was going to happen. And now Roger can explain this very, very clearly. I think we're dealing with more than one entity here, and this corporate United States. This is a problem that people have accepted. They have allowed the presumption of 14th Amendment citizenship. And everybody, you know, everybody's blind to this mostly. This is the problem. It's consenting to the evil. The throwing off the tyrant is throwing off their authority, first of all. I think that's very important. And that is what's being missed by everybody saying the Constitution isn't being followed. Well, of course not. Because that thing is...
David, I got a hard break. David, I got a hard break, so I want to hear your answer on the other side. Could you hold over with me for a moment, please? Okay. Right. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Go ahead and check us out on social media platforms, Bradley Dean and SonsOfLibertyMedia.com and BeforeIt'sNews.com. Again, we'll be right back after this hard break.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The UN Security Council is marking 6 months of war between Russia and Ukraine. Ukrainian President Zelensky speaking virtually and saying Russia is putting Europe on the brink of nuclear catastrophe by shelling a huge nuclear plant in southern Ukraine. U.S. Ambassador to the UN Linda Thomas-Greenfield reminds everyone,
the international community will never recognize Russia's attempt to change Ukraine's borders by force.
Pending home sales are posting another drop. The National Association of Realtors saying they fell 1% in July, despite mortgage rates not being as high as in previous months. Through executive order, President Biden announces at least $10,000 of student loan debt is being forgiven as long as you make under $125,000. USA Radio News. More than 80% of the western United States is under severe drought, including Texas, which is suffering the driest condition in the last 120 years. The situation is so bad that ranchers and farmers are being forced to sell off their herds. The USDA saying herds are down 2.4% nationwide since last year and down close to 50% in Texas, 43% in New Mexico, and 41% in Oregon. As far as what this means for folks who like to eat beef, Arthur Ohl is the president of the Texas and Southwest Cattle Raisers Association.
The fewer calves will be born next year, and the supply will go down. And when supplies go down, it's very simple, supply and demand. The prices will rise.
Kentucky lawmakers are holding a special session to discuss the next steps in helping eastern Kentucky's flood victims. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. We're going to just pick up with Dave from New York concerning his comments that he's bringing to the table right now on sonsofliberty.com. So, David, if you want to keep going on, I greatly appreciate it, and I'm anticipating to hear what you have to say, my friend.
Yeah, well, for one thing, I feel embarrassed that I don't have the insight you have scripturally and things. And so I appreciate what you've been able to accomplish, and I realize I have deficiencies. I could be a lot more alert to all this, but and that's something I need to work on. But what we have here is we have people playing around with mafia. The pen is mightier than the sword. All they need to do is make their declaration. And that will create a movement. Now, if that happens with billions of people, that will precipitate other things, which is most likely persecution or sovereign this and that. You know how it could go. But then again, we are told that we need to separate. We need to be separate. Come out from among her and be separate. So this is what Roger Sales has been saying. And he's a very wise guy. He has this great understanding. I listen to him frequently. He's on every day on a certain station.
So can I ask you, Dave, really quick, when you say that he says, and you're talking about 2 Corinthians 6, starting in verse 17, come up from among them, be separate, touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you. To what degree does he mean, or how is he defining the separation from us in the world when it comes to that? I'm curious.
Well, he is using that to indicate that to become to establish a citizen national status, That's what he is saying.
Okay.
Because there may be many, many other ways to do it and different dimensions to do this in as well.
Okay.
But all I'm saying is that if you are playing with the mafia and then you're complaining they're not following the Constitution and you want to have a shooting war, you have not done the work you need to do. You need to first tell them who you are and let them make a violation. Not a violation they do on presumption and fraud.
Mm-hmm.
That's not good enough. That's my opinion.
Yeah. Well, I'm not
responsible.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I'm not asking for a shooting war. I can tell you that first and foremost. As a matter of fact,
I'm not saying you were.
Yeah. I hate violence. But the point is if we, the people, 329.5 million people in this country, don't understand who's lying to them and attacking them at this point, how do you help a country of people concerning that population, 329.5 million people, how do you help a people that fail to help themselves, David?
Well, they're under severe mind control, and it happens
in
all different groups. I mean, we have a chat room phenomenon. We have groupthink. We have it on these internet things. They're saying that flat earth. They're saying that viruses don't exist. They don't cause disease. And before I talked to Tim about this, and he thought I was a plant or whatever, he just rejected my message to him, I believe. So the point is, now they have high-resolution electron micrographs of SARS-CoV-2, which they got from infected people, showing spikes sticking out. It's nothing else. It's great, very strong evidence. And this whole Kaufman idea is foolish if you don't as well have some kind of a standard virologist come on and say, hey, this is why we believe viruses exist, and this is why we believe they cause disease. That's getting all the information. And from that, people can judge. Not telling anybody what to believe. I'm telling them to look at all the information.
Yeah.
And then make a conclusion.
Understood.
So,
you brought up the 14th Amendment. I was curious about that. The enumeration in the Constitution of certain rights, God-given, of course, shall not be construed to deny or disparage others retained by the people. You asked the question at the outset of this conversation we're having here as to what is it that we're supposed to do. I'm curious, how did you insert that Amendment 14 into that conversation?
Well, I don't know how I inserted it, but the 14th Amendment, basically, as Roger explains it, it works like this. If you are a U.S. citizen, 14th Amendment U.S. citizen, you have no rights to any of the prior amendments or the rest of the Constitution, because that's a fake thing that was put in and never approved. But let Roger explain that. I'm not an expert.
Okay.
I don't
get it. Okay, and I appreciate that, Dave. For the record, I don't know Roger, and I'll do my best to tap into that next time.
He was on with Tim, I think, on Tuesday. He recorded Monday, and he was on Tuesday last week, maybe.
Okay, I'll go back and I'll listen to it. And again,
thanks.
I totally appreciate your phone call, Dave. I appreciate it.
Thanks a lot.
Yep, thank you. GCN, can you drop that call for me, please? I'm froze up over here. I want to just add one thing to that conversation, if you don't mind, friends. And I brought up this several times too, as well. The preamble to the Bill of Rights tells us, because again, understanding that the Bill of Rights are the thou shall nots. When it comes to those that serve we the people, it tells us that the conventions of a number of the states having at that time of their adopting the Constitution expressed a desire in order to prevent misconstruction or abuse of its power. That further declaratory and restrictive clauses should be added and extending the ground of public confidence in the government. That's not what's happening. But that was given to safe out the American people and bringing it up a notch concerning to those that serve we the people. These people that we're talking about are now calling Americans that are holding to the word of God and the Constitution. If you let it go, this is why I continuously warn against this, because the American people have let it go so far now that your said representatives are calling you anti-government, in line and hand in glove with the mainstream media. We're not anti-government. We're pro-government. And most people that have a brain to think with know all the well as to what they're doing. They're trying to demonize anybody that holds to these documents that expose them for their corruptions. Luke 12:2. And it's exactly what's happening today. And it's gone this far because the American people, for some reason or another, believe that our said representatives are above the law. That they are above the law. And I am here again to remind you that they are not above the law, following the example of our forefathers in the Declaration of Independence and the U.S. Constitution, friends, and the Bill of Rights, understanding that all of that was given to us, and those that serve we the people, that receive that delegated authority from we the people, derive their just powers from the consent of we, the governed under God, are to uphold the laws, not to tear down the laws. So I guess I have another thought for David, but it is what it is. Are the American people supposed to suffer these abuses? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. And I'm here to tell you, again, if I can reiterate it, I say this so much too. The First Amendment, friends, and freedom of speech is a bulwark against tyranny. This ministry is being censored so heavily, it sickens me to the core that the American people do not understand that the message I'm giving is the greatest threat to a tyrannical reign. Because our forefathers, under God, dethroned tyranny in Britain, and I'm doing my best to make reference to them, Hebrews 13:7, and saying this is what we need to do. It's not the American people picking a fight. It's corruption within the system of government picking the fight, trying to demonize the American people, again, to those that hold the Word of God and to the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, because they want you to believe that guys that tell the truth somehow or another are the liars. Folks, I just watched another the piece of film this morning with Barack Obama. That man, that devil, that foreign sodomite devil, is a cancer in this country. And it absolutely amazes me how the American people still allow the mainstream media to put the microphone up to that criminal's mouth and up to his face concerning the cameras. The Clintons as well, the Bushes as well. Donald Trump is responsible for not bringing forth the justice that he promised. He did the exact opposite. Read Psalm 12:8, and it's going to continue on again until the American people put a stop to it. Now we see Ron DeSantis, and I've warned about him for 2 years too. What is my point of reference? The Word of God. The U.S. Constitution. Common sense says they're teeing this guy up. Now, if I didn't say this 2 years ago concerning Ron DeSantis, then I'm a bold-faced liar. But is this what Ron DeSantis is doing? Absolutely. And the mainstream media is right there to give him all the attention that he needs to become the next president of the United States of America. And don't forget about Kristi Noem neither, friends. And for some reason or another, the American people believe, although Trump worshippers, Acts 12:21, these are the people that think that if they follow Trump, because now Donald Trump is the standard rather than Jesus Christ, the meek King of Glory, they think they've dethroned the Christ and put Donald Trump in their place. You're all going to learn the lesson the hard way, you can rest assured. But my point is this, they want you to believe that Donald Trump's the standard. That's why they're saying that they're doing the same thing Trump is, and they're looking for Trump to christen them every step of the way. Folks, you're in trouble, and you're in trouble because you refuse to listen to the message. That's all I can tell you. Because you don't get mad at people that are telling you the truth. You get mad at the people that are doing the lying. But for some reason or another, the American people are getting mad at the one telling them the truth as to the one that is doing the lying. How does that work? You're shooting the messenger, and you don't see anybody. Hey, folks, let me say it this way. You see hardly anybody across social media platforms addressing these criminals for who they are. You will not find the message you get here at the Sons of Liberty anywhere else in this country, because they're not making reference to our founding documents, or which is premised on the Word of God. The Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests, said Andrew Jackson, and he's exactly right. If you want to right the wrongs, then you better take heed to the commandments that God has given. If you want to just keep going along and fueling in and feeding into the establishment that everybody's sick and tired of, well, then take heed to the commandments of men. Go ahead and listen to the leaving that Jesus told us to beware of in Mark 8:15. Because at the end of the day, friends, you're going to get the same old, same old. And is it me, or is it just Again, yeah, of course it is. Isn't that the definition of insanity, doing the same things over and over and over again? Aren't you tired of being played as the dupes to ill-designing men? Because I am. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, I'm Lonnie Poindexter, and I'm the host of the Lion Chasers Show on UrbanFamilyTalk.com. And when I want the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help us God, I listen to Sons of Liberty Radio with Bradley Dean.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker, or whether you're a school teacher, or whether you're a scientist, or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Isn't it interesting that the Bible tells us, knowing the terror of the Lord, we persuade men? Isn't that interesting? What do we hear today? Oh, we're just supposed to woo them to Jesus, aren't we? Yeah. Now, that's found in 2 Corinthians 5:11, by the way. Knowing therefore the terror of the Lord, we persuade men. Boy. Bradley, you're just too tough on us, man. Yeah, too tough on us. Look at your country. Let me ask the question, where is love? Where is it at? Which is the fulfilling of the law. Just too tough on us, Bradley. You're just too hard. And it's interesting. I'm just going to go on. I'm going to finish this up. Who goes to hell and who goes to heaven? The first one's justice, the second is grace. You heard me earlier talking about Johnson and how he's in hell right now. Yeah? Hey, folks, they wanted to go ahead and dare the justice of God, and they found it. It wasn't the Lord's desire that they failed to come to the knowledge of the truth. No, that was the Lord's. They refused the Christ, didn't they? Yes, they did. When you go to John 1, 11 through 13, it tells us... Yeah, let me slow my roll here. I'm still thinking about what Dave said. Because of the lawless preaching today against the true message of the gospel, which drives men to the cross where it can do no more, we have false conversion of grace in play. Read Isaiah 8:20 is the backbone to what I'm saying right now, Isaiah 8:20, and read Galatians 5:13. And I'm going to say this too. Folks, the Word of God is applicable to every area of our lives. For you to suggest that we need to seek out the face of man instead of the face of God concerning about bringing resolve to the issues, that was the problem in the first place. See, the commandments of men make void the commandments of God, and if we'd have kept the commandments of God, we wouldn't have been, or nor would we be in the predicament that we're in today. Gosh, I'm just, okay, got it, Bradley, yeah. Deuteronomy 4:6, check it out. But I want you to listen to this because, again, let me just lay this out, this premise. Who goes to hell and who goes to heaven? But we have enemies of the cross in the pulpits in America today preaching a false gospel. They're enemies of the cross, which is the power of God unto salvation. They fail to preach Christ crucified. Okay? And because of the fact most fail to read their Bibles for themselves, they have some sort of heretical and distorted version in their minds that everyone will end up in heaven regardless of how they live their lives. Read John 7:17. You know, it's crazy, and I see this, I hear it. Say it. Go ahead and say it. Come on, say it, self-righteous. Hell. There's a hell. Jesus spoke of it 54 times. Why is it that you're afraid to parrot the Christ? You're so apt to parrot the mainstream media that you don't believe in, but you're afraid to actually recite the words of the Christ, your Savior. At least that's what you've told everybody, right? Hell's a real place. I want to say this. The act is not apart from the actor. Deuteronomy 30:19. What does it say? I call heaven and earth to record this day against you that I've set before you life and death, both blessing and cursings. Therefore, choose life that both you and your seed may live. Right? Here. I'm just getting this thought right now. And I want you to hear it. And hold it to yourself. And it's found in Ecclesiastes 12:13, which I knew it was there, and I want to convey it to you. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. This is the Word of God. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God, filial, preferable over that of diabolical. Fear God and keep His commandments. He that saith, I know him, and keepeth not his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. Put that up against John 15:10 before you stick both feet in your mouth, and I'm talking about the modern day heretics. Okay? Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man, to fear God and to keep his commandments. Why? Well, for God will bring every work into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil. There's the whole duty of man. Is that complicated? Nope, I get it. Common sense comes into play. And there it is. Ecclesiastes 12:13 and 14. Okay, check it out. Let me get back to my next point. The act is not apart from the actor. And those that continue in their sin, in 1 John 3:4, will die in their sins, John 8:24. Okay? Jesus said if you continue on in your sin, you're going to die in your sin. And what is sin? The transgression of God's moral law, 1 John 3:4. Furthermore, those that die in their sins will go where sinners go, and that is to hell, and we all deserve hell. Right? Our righteousness is but filthy rags in the sight of God. And I have to tell you one thing that has always bothered me about people's misunderstanding of the character of my Father, both inside and outside of the church, is that they say, how could a loving God throw a man in hell? Really? Well, the Bible tells us clearly, those that forsake the law, God's moral law, not a ceremonial law that's been done away in Christ, but His moral law, those that forsake His moral law, friends, praise the wicked. And the Bible tells us right after that, evil men understand not judgment. That's right. That's right. How ridiculous to overlook judgment because of kindness. Then love wounds itself by killing justice. Eat that one. How ridiculous for us to overlook judgment because of kindness. Then love wounds itself by killing justice. I want to say this again. One thing that's always bothered me about people's misunderstanding of the character of God is that they say, how could a loving God throw a man in hell? In short, people blame God for the choices that they make. Proverbs 13:13 tells us, he that despiseth the word of God destroyeth his own soul. What do the wicked do? They blame the sun for darkness. That's what they do. Blaming God for being wicked is like blaming the sun for darkness. It's exactly the opposite when it comes to the truth of the matter. Scripture is clear. It tells us who will have all men to be saved and to come unto the knowledge of the truth in 1 Timothy 2:4. Scripture tells us that the Lord would have all men to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth in 1 Timothy 2:4. By the way, isn't it the goodness of God that leadeth us unto repentance? Yes. Put that scripture in the hole, and you'll see that judgment is smashed and sandwiched right in between those scriptures in the book of Romans. I'm talking about Timothy 2:4, also Romans. The goodness of God leadeth us unto repentance. Therefore, the Father sent His Son to be sacrificed as the propitiation for the sins of the world. That's like saying all the fathers during World War II that sent their sons to fight off a tyrant that we might remain a free people under God, that them fathers really hated the American people. Isn't that ridiculous? But people think this. He's an angry God. No, God is angry at the wicked every day. But it doesn't mean that He's not a loving God. It depends on how you respond to His mercy, right? It depends on how you respond to His mercy. Again, the love of the Father was demonstrated in what? Here in His love, not that we loved God, but that He loved us and sent His Son to be a propitiation for the sins of the world. Remember, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. We all know that one, John 3:16. There's a lot in that one scripture. Read it slowly and think on it. Let me take it one more step. How much did God love us? Well, it was the blood of His Son, Jesus Christ, that washed us from our sins. We are the ones that are guilty for putting Him up on that cross. Regardless if we were there or not, if we committed the act of sin, which every one of us has, we are as guilty as those that were in on the kill concerning the crucifixion of Christ. Scripture also tells us that there's no greater love or demonstration of love that a man laid down his life for his brethren. In John 15:13, isn't that what Jesus Christ did? Absolutely it is. So if you look at Scripture, you'll find that Jesus did not reject men. Men rejected Jesus. Let me say it again. If you look to Scripture, you will find that Jesus did not reject men. Men rejected Jesus. The Bible says that Jesus came unto His own, and His own received Him not. Does Jesus love me? Yes, He does. He came into the world to save men, not to destroy them. Luke 9:56. Once again, men rejected Jesus, and therefore deserve the hell that they are going to get. Yesterday I had someone putting words into my mouth again. That's why the lines are open, by the way. But putting words into my mouth, we were talking about who was Jesus speaking to when He was on the cross in the sense of forgive them for they know not what they do. The person says, are you saying, Bradley, that we're not supposed to forgive anybody? I said, is that what I said? Absolutely not. Jesus said, forgive them for they know not what they do. But those that crucified Him knew what they did. I end with this. People who go to hell deserve to be there. People who go to heaven do not deserve to be there. The first is justice, the second is grace.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It'll be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're gonna win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.